talking about today, we talk about Kaddish and Amen and Baruch. Leshon Arami. Et Nusach HaKaddish Tiknu Lomar B'Leshon Arami. The Nusach of the Kaddish is in Aramaic, it's not in Hebrew. Tan Lashon HaKaddish. Kivan Sheal Pi Asod Yesh Lach Hashivut Miyuchedet Shebe'ezrato Olim HaOlamot. Because according to the Kabbalah, to the secrets, through Kaddish, we learn Kabbalah over here. Nazarav Eliyahu. Kabbalah Chalav Eliyahu. So through the Kaddish, we go up in the world. So Olam Asiya, Olam Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut, we go through the Kaddish, we go up to all the world.
It's not watching the Kaddish.
Oh, because it's not watching the Kaddish. It works. The Kaddish works the same for Ashkenazim. Now, zikr. The klipot. The problem is, why do we say in Aramaic and not Lashon HaKodesh? Because Lashon HaKodesh, the husks, they know Lashon HaKodesh, and they come and they can grab on and prevent the shepherd to go down and up and down. But if you say in Aramaic, right? When they hear it in Aramaic, they subdue themselves, they put their heads down, right? And they don't go up together with the holiness. The holiness go up alone. And therefore, it's very important to say it exactly in the amount of words that there is inside, not to change it. Very chashuv to say every word. Right? Until the Amiram Ba'alma, right? It's 28 words, koach words, from Amen to Amen Ba'alma and the words before. We don't mention the whole things over there, but you have to know that it's very, very, very important to say every single word over there, and not stamp to.
Isn't there something really special in the number 28?
Yeah, 28 is koach.
So if that's true, why don't we daven in Aramaic? Because then the other side won't be able
to
get
on. No, because not all prayers are to break through all the way.
You see, the Kaddish,
Kaddish, since it's so powerful, that's where they're going to go to.
It's like saying, how come if every soldier is the enemy wants to kill, so every soldier is to go around with a tank. No, it's not like that. People on the front line, they go around the tank. People in the back, they don't go around with the tank. Right? So the Kaddish is the one in the front line. He's the one breaking through. All the tefillahs go up through the Kaddish. That's the channel. So that's how the Kaddish...
Front line.
So they have to be disguised. Hidden.
So that's why they have it at certain times in the davening?
It's 10 Kaddishim, yeah. Between, yeah, exactly. You go up between each level, between the worlds, you say Kaddish. It's Kaddish in Kobanot and Psukkot Zimur. It's Kaddish in Psukkot Zimur and Bracha. It's Kaddish, again, in Bukhat Zitzel. Then it's Kaddish after Shemun Esra, which elevates the whole prayer, all the prayers. Four Kaddishim that are Chayas.
And during Rosh Chodesh and
so there's more, of course.
Yom Tov, you have Hillel.
Halev. And then you have after that, to elevate everything, yeah.
And then Musaf?
Okay, so after Musaf, you also, after every prayer, there's a special Kaddish called Kaddish Itkabal. It's a Kaddish to receive all the prayers.
Do we say that the Kaddish we say elevates the prayers that we just said?
100%. Ma'alat HaKaddish, the Ma'alav Kaddish. It's great. The mile of Kaddish is huge. And there's nothing that could get rid of Tumah more than Kaddish. And Zal says that it breaks even chain, metal chains it can break. Spiritual metal chains it can break Kaddish. It's a mitzvah to run and hear Kaddish. Oh, I should have known this. I should have run. You hear there's going to be a Kaddish, run in here and say an amen, an answer. So there's Kaddish before Hoidu, like we said. Kaddish before Yotzer. Yeah, there's no Kaddish before Shemoneh Esra. Why? Because you have to, Geula, the Broch of Geula, Gal Yisrael, has to be right near the prayer. That's why there's no Kaddish over there. But there's Kaddish
right after we finish those shots, right before Ashrei, we say Kaddish. If we're going, yeah, we're going now down one. Then it's Kaddish after Ashrei Baratzia. Before Ashrei Baratzia is one Kaddish going down with the world, right? And then afterwards another Kaddish after Ashrei Baratzia and going down again with the world. And then after Shir Shel Yom, before saying the Ktoad is another one. And after the Ktoad is.
She's four going up, four going down.
Yeah, this is four worlds. Three going up and four going down. Because there's no Kaddish right before Shmuel. According to the Ktoad, the Gelsa, we say after we learn, we also say Kaddish. We say Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. And she say Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia with excitement. Not Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. We say excitement. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia and Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. You say a Kaddish after you learn something, and then you say Kaddish. If you enter a shul after learning and you see that they're going to say Kaddish, you could say Kaddish with them if you're saying Kaddish. You don't have to be there at the learning when you're saying Kaddish. So, if there's 10 people saying Tehillim, afterwards all 10 of them want to say Kaddish, they should make sure, but they should be this way, that one person out of them should answer at least the Amen. Even if they're all say Kaddish, it's fine. Okay?
At least one answer.
Huh?
One answer.
At least, yeah, I should try that one answer, yeah. Very important, Kaddish, you say it's ga del and not it's kadel. It could be said, the first word, it's gadal. If you don't say it correctly, you're saying it with a kuf, it's kadal. It's not it's kadal, it's gadal with a gimel. Make sure they say it's gadal. And also, the alma di berach yirute, which is very mafki to say like this. Di berach, two different words. Di berach, not divra. It's not divra, it's di berach. Two different words. Important to say it separately. Okay. Brichu, not brichu.
Different kind of kaddishes too.
Okay, but the first half is always the same way. All kaddish.
I mean, there's such both non kaddish.
But the first half, until the middle of Amma, is exactly the same. That's the main part of kaddish. The end is just additions and stuff. The main part is the first part. Even those who stand in kaddish. Most Ashkenazim, just the first part they could stand, and the second they could sit. You're allowed to sing during Kaddish. You're allowed to sing the Kaddish, but you have to make sure that it should be. You don't change the words when you're singing, and to make sure that you're using all the tunes and not all kinds of anthems and stuff like that. People do, and Yom Ha'atzmaut. Use the Israeli anthem for Kaddish. If you were Ashkenazim, always stand for Kaddish. But if you're not Ashkenazi and you came in and they're saying Kaddish, or you were standing and they started Kaddish, you're not allowed to sit because it looks like a disgrace to Hashem. They're praising Hashem and you're sitting down. If you're already sitting, you don't have to get up. Halacha is the Maaseh, you don't have to get up. If you were standing, you're not allowed to sit until after the Damei Ambal. Until after.
You think if you're Ashkenazi, you should stand up.
According to most, some persons say, lo chayav. They say like this, if there's a majority of people standing, you should stand. It doesn't look like it's straight that everyone's standing and you're sitting. If someone's sitting, is someone standing, you can do whatever. The Kaddish that's before Shmoneh Esrei, they have to stand, everyone knows that. And the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, on Shabbos, in certain Minyanim, it's Friday Minyanim, they say Kaddish before Baruch Hu of Marv on Shabbos, Friday night. There you also have to stand that Kaddish. So now, if you're Sfardi and you're an Ashkenazi minion and everyone's standing, you should stand alone. If you're Ashkenazi and a Sfardi minion, you could also stand. There's a big difference. You're allowed to stand when everyone's sitting. You cannot sit when everyone's standing.
Is everybody sitting? You should stand?
You could stand. You don't have to. Just like you cannot walk in front of a person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, so too you can't walk in front of a person who's saying Kaddish. Unless you really need to go. Let's say you're saying Kaddish right at the entrance and you have to go out now. You're bathroom, Ragdama, and you're in the rush. So go, walk. Even if he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, if someone's davening in the pathway, Anyways, you let it go in front of him. So no problem, you should daven by the wall. Asur ledaber b'chol tefillah. You cannot talk during davening at all. But during Kaddish, it's worse, so much, very bad. Therefore, if someone's talking Kaddish, tell them to say, Kaddish! It's a mash. Talking the chal during davening is a big bayah. But talking in Kaddish is a mash even worse. It's a disgrace to Hashem. A mash bizayon. When we finish Kaddish, we know we say Oyster Shalom just like we do at the end of davening.
It's not good to say even any Dibre at all in the shul, even or after davening. Obviously during davening, but even any time. The phone to go outside.
If you're in the phone, outside. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the phone. But if in the besmejish, not in the phone, I'm saying, if someone asks you how you are, you're allowed to answer everything. But you have to be very careful in businesses. And in a bit nush also. Yeah, the respect of this. That's success. But during davening is a masha soup. It says in the Zohar that if someone talks in the minyan during davening, all the prayers stay down. Shavah.
To plaster to the wall and ceilings.
Yeah. Person who says Kaddish has to have in mind to be moist to everyone, the whole congregation, yeah? Everyone else is listening to him. Okay, there have to be 10 people when he's saying Kaddish. You know how to say Kaddish? The only Kaddish which we say without 10 people is if there were 10 in the beginning of Chazal Shach, or if someone left, and there's less than 10, but it's more than 6. Right? With the chazan, 7. So then.
You continue.
That's okay, that's. Continue. I know. According to Ashkenazi, you also say Kaddish after this one. There's certain. We know that also children sometimes, unfortunately, say Kaddish. So there's certain Kaddish in which you cannot say alone. All those which are obligatory, like we said, those the three that before and the four that after, you can't say it alone. But other Kaddish, they could say alone. We said already that for Marv, not only for Marv, yeah, for Marv, if the people are saying, you say you don't have to wait till there'll be 10. You should wait. But if there's no 10, there's all those 6. And another 4 davening, so you could say the Kaddish. We said that already. No. Just like you cannot read Kriya Shema within 4 amos of a keder, so too you should not say Kaddish over there. But, a gravesite, yeah? But, if you're going to relatives keder for their Yidur Neshama, or you're going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, and you say all kinds of psukim and tehillim for Yidur Nishmat Niftar, and after this is Kaddish, of course that's beautiful, that elevates the Neshama and Niftar. But stop to go there, oh, let's daven over there, it's quiet. And you go to the graveyard. So you can be in the gravesite, the graveyard, but you have to be far, more than 4 hours away from the graves. Okay, answering Amen. What does Amen mean?
What it be?
There's 2 explanations to Amen. First one is, it's true what you said. And the second one was, let it be. 2 explanations, not always the same. You say a bracha on an apple, it's not let it be, it is. So you're saying it's true what he said, I agree. It's emes. Right? All the blessings of Hoda'ah, of praising Hashem, they're all true. True is true. And the blessings which are with a request, it's let it be. There are some blessings, they have both. They have also praises to Hashem and also requests. So in those, you have to have, when you say Amen, you have to have in mind also that it's true what you said for the praises, and Yiratzan, let it be, for the request.
Give an example?
Huh?
Give an example?
Yeah, 1 second. The whole Shemoneh Esrei. You give wisdom to the person. Please give us wisdom. Right? We turn this to you. Because you are the one who praising Hashem. It has praise and it has requests. If someone has in mind all the praises of and all the brachas of praises, and he says Amen, and he has in mind, yes, it should be, says Kfila. Well, it should be the praise of Hashem. Hashem is praise. If it's a request, Yidgadal, Yidkadash, Amei Rabba, right? It should be like this, okay, that the whole world will see the glory of Hashem. Then Amen means it should be. To make sure that you have the right intention when you say Amen. Right, or someone who, on a request, he says, yes, it's true. What's true? That you're asking? What's it? You're a fool. Amen means when you're asking, yes, it should be. So, Bekitsu, person should know these things. The person has to be careful not to answer Amen Chatufa. What's an Amen Chatufa? Kidnapped Amen. What does that mean? That before the guy finishes the bracha, he already finished the Amen. Right? You have to wait to hear the end of what the Chazan says, or the friend is doing a bracha, and then answer the Amen. But there's also Amen Ketufa. Amen Ketufa is you waited too long. Sorry, not that Amen Ketufa. Amen Ketufa is a...
Jumped in too fast.
No. Amen Ketufa, that's Amen Chatufa. That he jumped in too fast. Amen Ketufa is that he's not pronouncing correctly the Amen. He's Amen. Main, says Amen. Amen. Say the word. And Amen Yetoma is that he waited too long.
I've heard Omen.
Omen?
I'm not mentioning who did it, but.
It was you?
No.
What do you care? Just you say you
care. No, it just jogged my memory because the person got a lot of flack from it for it.
Flack from who?
I'm not going to open my mouth on that one.
Oh, someone told me, what are you doing over there?
I should be Amen, not Omen.
No, if you're Ashkenazi, you say Amen.
Oh, these ones are fair.
Yeah. If someone is not able to hear the Chazan, he says here that you should answer. You should say El Melech Ne'eman. Not Amen, you should say El Melech Ne'eman. And have in mind, Amen, because El Melech Ne'eman, or Sheva is Aleph Ne'eman, or Amen. Is there a way to turn off the air conditioner?
The light?
The air conditioner? It's chilly in here. If the Chazan, he's singing, Veimu, 100 times. So you can answer Amen already. You don't have to wait for him to say Veimu Amen to answer that Amen. He finished the praises. He says Veimu, you can answer Amen immediately. Amen should not be long, it should not be short. It should be the length that it takes you to say El Melech Ne'eman. How long does it take you to say El Melech Ne'eman? As you say Amen. Okay? Now, a chazan, which is saying Kaddish or Chazal HaShat, and he's not waiting for the tzibur, so they answer Amen. Right? And continue straight, and you have opportunity to say Amen, don't answer Amen. And that chazan will be punished for the same brachas in vain.
Another matter. What if you're saying Kiddush, and you're saying pretty often, you have to wait for people to say Amen?
Exactly. Don't run on. If you walk into Shtiblach, there's one room here, one room there. One room they're saying Kedush, and one room they're saying Kaddish. What are you supposed to do? Kaddish is higher. But if you start there in Kedusha, then you don't go to the Kaddish. But if you did not hear Kedusha yet that day, so then he has to go hear Kedusha first. When there are two people saying Kaddish, and one says, Chad Makdim, Vashinim Acher, one comes faster and the other one is doing slower, answer after the one who comes faster. Let's stop here.